Don Painter of Opotiki is on the hunt for pipes to complete the restoration of a rare silent movie instrument, a Wurlitzer Style K photo player. This is both piano and organ keyboards in the size of three upright pianos side by side. The keyboards are normal, but they're stacked on top of each other. Built in 1915, it resides in the Strand Theatre, Auckland, until 1948. More recently, it's been kept, wait for it, in a container on a farm. Don Painter, a sewing machine mechanic in Opotiki, is restoring it beautifully, hopefully so the instrument can be used in Opotiki's annual silent movie festival. Hello, Don. How are you, mate?
Not too bad, thanks.
How many theatre organs are left in New Zealand?
There's about five.
Crikey.
There's only actually four playing at the moment, I believe.
Oh, I see.
There's one in Christchurch, which I think is called a Christie. And then, of course, there's the one in Auckland, which came from the Wellington Theatre. That's at the Avondale Theatre. And the one at Bay Court in Tauranga. And, of course, the one that we've just listened to from Southwoods Museum.
Wonderful. The organ you've got, where did that one start out?
It started in the Strand Theatre in Auckland.
Yep.
They had their opening in December 1916. It was built in 1915.
Right.
By the Wurlitzer Company in America. And it's called a photo player because in the very, very early days of cinema in America, the cinemas were called photo houses or Nickelodeon, which is a 5-cent theatre. Mm. They weren't called cinemas at all. Cinema's quite a late term, almost at the First World War. So that's where it got its name. Now, 295 K-style Wurlitzers were made over a period between 1912 and 1927.
And there's only 295 in the whole world ever?
Ever.
Wow.
Made. That's of the K-style. That's the one that we've got.
Yes.
There's only now two of them known in the world.
Ooh.
One here in New Zealand that came out of the Strand Theatre.
Yep.
And the other one is in America at the San Filippo Foundation. It was found by a very well-known expert on this mechanical musical player type instrument called Q. Arthur Bowers, who's written many books on the subject. What you got wrong is that we have got most of the pipes we need. We've found them in New Zealand.
Yep.
We've got the piano, which was stored in Owens Road in Mount Eden for 50-odd years in a shed down the bottom of the garden.
Of course.
And literally on a dirt floor, unfortunately. And we found the pipes. Now, the pipes were taken out of their cases by Ralph Sewell in the 1950s, and he used them in his own organ that he built.
Ah.
He was an organ builder.
Mm.
He built his own Wurlitzer organ. And we finally found those in Clevedon, and between Peter, his son, and the neighbour who had the rest of the organ, we've got most of them back. We've certainly got back all the ones that we need for the photo player. We've got about 1,000 extra.
Oh, not many.
Not many, no. But that's small bickies.
What's big bickies then?
Making some of the big... The Wurlitzer we just heard playing has got about 5,000 or 6,000 pipes in it.
Crikey.
It's a huge organ. I was down there last week, actually.
And can you hear it when we played that piece of music? It just sounds like the soaring, epic instrument.
Our one's not quite that big.
Mm.
When the photo shops were first opened and they showed movies, the movies were only about 15 minutes long.
Right.
So they showed them about 50 times a day. Cost nickel, 5 cents.
Clever business.
Yeah, it was good business. And they had a pianist who played. And then over the years, the theatres got bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, the K-style is advertised in 1915 as being suitable for photo houses which seat between 700 and 900 people. So they were finding that the piano wasn't loud enough in the bigger theatres, and that's what they produced. This one came to the Strand Theatre, which actually had 1,700 seats in it. It was played every day. To the best of our knowledge, they had two pianists. one for the afternoon sessions and one for the evening sessions. Now, the photo player has six ranks of pipes.
Okay.
It's got 61 notes of flute.
Yep.
And all the other ranks, the other five ranks, have 49 pipes in them. And they are stopped bass diapason, cello, flute, violin, horns, and vox humana.
What does vox humana sound like? That plays a human voice. What does it sound like?
I haven't really heard it played on its own. I've heard it played in with music, and it's one of these ranks that you actually normally couple with the flutes and the violins. You don't actually play it because it's got that funny squeaky sound to it.
So does it sound like a squeaky choir playing with the band?
Just about, okay. Yeah.
I can see how that would add depth.
Now, the K-style photo player was renowned because it had the Fox Humana voice pipes.
Yep.
And it had a xylophone in it. Now, the xylophone is something. It's huge. It's 5 foot long.
Ooh.
It's got 30-something notes on it. It goes from one side of the box to the other. I can tell you this because we've got the photos from the American one.
Right.
And those are our plans we're going to use to rebuild this one because we have no idea what this one,
crikey,
what they really look like.
And there's you caught up amongst these 1,000 pieces in the photos and trying to put the whole thing together. Why do you love them? What is it about Wurlitzers that makes you go zing?
It's the fact, in actual fact, of its historic significance. Now, what I'm looking for in New Zealand, there has to be all the instruments on the percussion side that we haven't found.
Right.
There is a xylophone. There's orchestral bells, there's cathedral chimes, there are cymbals, drums, snare drums, bass drum, triangles. Now, we know where the triangle is.
Yeah.
That's in a shed in Wellington, and we are getting that one back. We found that.
Yep.
But if anyone knows where anything else is that was in the photo player,
yep,
and has been given it and are prepared to let us trade or donate it back to the trust so we can put it all back together.
To let it live again, really?
We do. We want to make it live again.
Absolutely. Now, so if anyone's got it, what do they do?
Well, they could if they contacted the station there, or they could get in touch with me in a Potiki.
How would they get hold of you in a Potiki, Don?
Probably the easiest way would be to write to me to the Photo Player Restoration Trust, care of 2 Bridge Street, Opotiki.
Does the Silent Movie Festival have a website, perhaps?
We have a website, which is wurlitzerphotoplayer@gmail.com.
Because of these websites, I think it was called Laughing Cow or something, through your friend Michael Wolf, I look at these Wurlitzers and I didn't know much about them, but once you see them, you realise they are beautiful instruments.
Oh, they're incredibly beautiful instruments. And this photo player is perhaps one of the most magnificent orchestrations I've ever seen. A photo player was also nicknamed a pit instrument.
Because it went in the pit, would that be why?
It went in the orchestra pit.